The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Bechoris Daf Lamed Daled. To continue our discussion of Bechor Sheyesh Baimum Legabi Achila, not so much Legabi the Isser, what we discussed in the previous shir was the Isser of Hatolas Mum, but now let's discuss the outcome. When the mum is mutal in the Bukhar. So now what's the din of the animal? Forgetting about what the din is of the person who was matal the mum, now that the Bukhar has it but mum. So let's open up a Rambam, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim, Perikut Ches Halacha. Remember there's a crossover between matal mum bekotchim with matal mum bebukhar. We discussed in the previous year that we have to be mechalik. We discussed the halacha of matal mum bekotchim, and we assumed as a given that matul mum b'chor is the same thing as matul mum b'kotchim. Now we'll see that's not so partial. Again, the Rambam Sulam Medoshim Perek Yudches Halacha Hei talks about if somebody was matul mum b'kotchim. So the halacha is, what's the din of Sulam Medoshim? An animal that was hukdash, kedusha zaguf for a carbon, then it became bal mum. It's oimid lepidio. It has to be nifte. And after Hamoda v'harocha, after it was nifted, the way the Torah prescribes in Pashas b'chukosai, k'mavur in the suyas and erichin, then halach is it's yotza l'chun, it's not yotza l'chun legamri, it's psulei hamukdoshim, and psulei hamukdoshim, the din is, that's nechal. We had before earlier sugis in the Masechta, that it's also begiz of avoidim, psulei hamukdoshim. So what's the halach if somebody would, not that it became a balmum by itself, but somebody was matumum b'kotchim? So the Rambam brings a pasuk that's brought in the Gemara, kol shetiyafti. The pasuk says in Pashas Re'ei, lesecha kol te'eva. Don't eat any te'eva. What's a te'eva? Any machol sasuris, the Gemara chul daf kufit gimel, proposes that maybe it means any machol sasuris. The Gemara lemaisa says, the way the Rambam brings it from Chazal, from the Sifri, that kol shetiyafti is a mum b'kotchim, anything that's a te'eva, the pasuk is written in the parasha of achilos asuros, machol asuros, insofar as kotchim is concerned, kol shetiyafti actually vod la mum acher. Since he was over a mum, he was over an aver of matum mum b'kotchim, so melitz b'bchinas te'eva, until another mum is hutal in the behemah by itself, and then the behemah kilu is not a te'eva because it became bal mum by itself, then you could eat it. And that is a sounds like it's the Raisa. L'chore, that's what the Rambam says. Fact the Mishnah Malach, over there, Psulei HaMikdashim, that B'chor by us in the Sugya, Lam Gimel, Lam Adalt, really a bunch of letter now, what's Mavur Mitoch HaDvarim is that the din of eating a B'chor Bal Mum, this that it's Nechal B'mumoy, is only a Knas. There's no Issa the Raisa. So there's a Shtichel Reb Chaim in stencil. The Pchaim is not the regular stencil, it's printed in what's called Ginzei Agra, which was a collection of shirim that Pchaim said in Valojin. It was written down as a separate collection of Pchaim's Kedushim. Some, there's a certain amount of overlap, as there is always in every set of shirim from different sources. What Pchaim says over there, the shir on this Inyan, is Alpiyah Sifri. The Sifri brings this lava called Shatiyafti, and the Sifri defines that not as a te'eva for the naveri that was performed in kotchim, but as an isser achila in kotchim that has an isser. I'm stressing it that way. The kotchim that has an isser, because there's a very distinct chilik between b'chor and between psulam u'dashim over korbanis. So Chaim explains that all korbanis, even after behemoth becomes a balmum, it's still kodesh. It needs hamad v'arocha, it has kedushas. Aguf, it has needs a mode of arocha. It's yotza mechlal chodesh lechulim. We'll discuss in Yitz Hashem that even when it's yotza lechulim, it's not completely chulim because it's also because of avoidim. Masha'enkin b'chor ad kamo that the behema has a mum. It's yotza lechulim bechlal. The mum makes it right away into chulim gomer. If it's chulim gomer, it doesn't have a lav te'eva. Te'eva, the lav kol shetiyafti is a lav in achilas. It's not a din achilas chulin. It could be that there was an aveir that was perpetrated. But right now, the behemah's chulin does not have that law. Ad kan dvorov shel Rabbeinu Chaim. Let's stress one point that we just said, b'teich ha-dvorov. We discussed in a previous year that even the
Behemas Kodesh, Psulam and Doshim, which was Nifta, Nerach and Nifta, it becomes Psulam and Doshim, it's also because of Avodah, it's Mutav Achila. We explained then a concept that's Mavur, both in the Briskerov and Reb Chaim and the Lomdas, and both in Hashkofa, we quoted Reb Shamshon of Al Hirsch, that the Geder HaDovor is that the Behema is a Korban, Achilas Chulin has a certain set of shava with Achilas Kodesh. The Behema can't be used like a regular Behema Chulin. It's also because of Avodah. You can't use it for work. You have to use it for Zeh HaShulchan HaShel Afnei Hashem. The Shulchan of the Yid eating B'Shchitas Chulin is somewhat doime to Shchitas Kodeshimel. It's not a complete denial of this Behema status as Behema Shel Kodeshim. Kri, that means that what comes out of such a concept is that by Psulei HaMikdashim, the Behem is still Kodesh even after the Pidyon. There's still a certain Sad Kodesh in it, even after Pidyon. Which will answer for us a question. Rav Shach asks a question on this Rav Chaim. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri ask a question that what's before the Rambam is that this Kol Shati after you will exist on the Behem that was Hutal Bom Mum, even after Pidyon. That means the Rambam says, when is it Yotzei Mechal Isser Laheter? When can you eat it? And it's not called Shadi after, when it was Hutal B'Mumacher, where anyways it would have been. Avi Ezri asked, look how that second Mum is meaningless. The Behemah was already Nifta. If the Behemah is Nifta, it's Chol. A Behemah that's Chulin Hutal B'Mum has any mashmos, has any halakhic status. So if it's a Behemah of Chulin, Hutal B'Mum is meaningless, so why would that be matter, even if it was Chal in the flesh, in the meat, why would that be matter once there was Hutal B'Mum Acher? The answer, Luchar, is that even after the Behemah is Yotzim, Al-Yidei Pidyoin, Mechdei Kodesh, it's still Kodesh. The din of the Kodesh is a lesser form of Kedusha. After Pidyoin, one can eat the Kodesh, Derech Chol, you can eat it. It's also because you're right, it's Mutav Chulin. If another mum was inflicted in it, it's already not that behemoth. It's already not exactly that behemoth. True, the second mum doesn't make it into more of a baal mum. There's no difference between an animal that has a broken nose and a broken foot, or only a broken nose and only a broken foot. An animal that's wounded is wounded. A baal mum is a baal mum. But since the behemoth still has the status of kodesh, now when a second mum is inflicted in the behemoth, the behemoth changes its status. It's already not a toyeva ba kodesh. So mela can be eaten. That's the answer to Rav Shach's kasha. So we have this din, but again, that's only by Psulei HaMikdashim, by a regular carbon. By Bechor, Rav Chaim's explaining Al Pi the Sifri, it's not a din kodesh, the behem is Yotzei L'chulin L'gamri, Rav Chaim explains something else. What happens, let's say you take a Bechor, you shecht the Bechor, ostensibly as a carbon, and when being boidig, the internal organs, you find the behem is a trevis. What's the din of every carbon? The din of every carbon is, since it was a carbon, so the behema is, obviously it's possible, it's not a, you're not yotzi dechavas with the carbon. The behema, like all psulim gdashim, is disposed of bisreifa. The way to get rid of psulim gdashim is bisreifa. Different types of psulim gdashim are different places to be burnt. Mishnayis and psalchim, mishnayis and zvokim. But the sach hakol, the sum total of what happens to psulim gdashim, is that it's lisreifa, even a carbon lamashal that was nifkal. Or Shalom Shmav became possible, so it's Yotzei Leves HaSreifa. That's true by Shochad Bechor, by Shochad Psulim Ugdoshim, Venimse Treifa. As I state Mefush in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Bechoroi says that if you Shochad Bechor Venimse Treifa, the Aloch is it's Bekfura. Bekfura means it's just regular, it's regular meat that's also. But it's not Psulim HaMikdoshim. Why is that? L'chor abchor that's shechted, that's by psul ha-mikdashim, a regular carbon that's shechted, is l'sreifa. Psul, not psul ha-mikdashim, but psul ha-bchor v'nimtza treifa, the halach is it's yotzei l'kvura. What's the pshat? The pshat is, says Reb Chaim, that by a behemah of psul ha-mikdashim, even after the mum is inflicted, it's still kodesh. It's ro'ui lotzes min ha-kodesh al-chor, but still inherently kodesh, even when it becomes a baal mum. Oy bazoi, then it's yotzei l'sreifa. Mashenkein, when we're talking about a Bechor, if it was Nifgam, if a Mum was inflicted on a Bechor, it's Yotzei L'chulin. Like we're saying, there's no Kol Shati Afti. If it's Yotzei L'chulin, then it's Bekvura, not Bisreifa. Explains Reb Chaim with this, a discrepancy in the Lashon of the Torah, Yerodei Shin Yud Gimel. Shin Yud Gimel in the Torah is not commonly studied because it's Hilchos Bechoris. We don't really... but it's there, because it can be Negev Bizman Azeh. The Torah only brings what's Negev Bizman Azeh. Bechoris are not Bizman Azeh. You have to... get away from the Bechor that we learned in the first parak that by selling it to a guy, this way it should be Chal LeKedushas Bechor. So the Torah over there in Simchas Shin Yud Gimel brings down the din of Matl Mum Bebal Mum, the Lav, of being Matl Mum Bebal Mum, Legabe being Matl a Mum in a Mum Oiver. In a behemoth that has a Mum Oiver. And the Kashas, the Mephoshim, right away on the Torah asks, that the Gemara by us of Remei the Rabbonon, on the bottom of Lamed Gimel, going up to Lamed Dalet, the Gemara by us of Matl Mum Bebal Mum is talking about by being Matl Mum in a behemoth that has a Mum Kavua, not a Mum Oiver. Why is the Torah stressed by Bechor that it was Matl Mum in a Mum Oiver? Says Reb Chaim, that's nice when you're talking about by regular Psul HaMekdosh and behemoth is Kodesh. Before Pidyon, the behemoth is a Bal Mum. But since it's before Pidyon, it's Kodesh. So over there, there's a discussion, Remei the Rabbonon, whether you're over on the lav of being Matl Mum on that behemoth. But by Bechor, if the behemoth was a Bal Mum, Kavua, it's Yotzeh L'Chulin, doesn't need Pidyon. If it's Yotzeh L'Chulin, how could you have a lav on a behemoth that's already Chulin of being Matl Mum? So clearly the discussion of the Remei the Rabbonon, the discussion over there, is only where you matl mum kavua in a behemoth that has a mum oiver. If it's a mum oiver, it wasn't yotza mechdei b'chor, because it will still recover in a month. So that's why the Torah goes out of his way to stress over there that it was inflicted in a behemoth that previously only had a mum oiver. All this brings us to a very difficult question when we deal with the Shittas Rambam. We have over here in the Mishnah, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, going to the Suya, Lamed Dalet, Achuzas Dam. Achuzas Dam, I don't know exactly how to translate it. Chola Yidei Ribui Dam. So what you have to do is the medical component. In those times, the medical thing to do was to open up to wound the animal, to let the dam come out. And with that, you bring the animal back to its health. Similar to the idea of opening up, draining an abscess with pus. The nafkamina, by the way, legabe dan hulcha Shabbos, that normally choyvel, which is a malacha on Shabbos, can't be a malacha deraisa because it's mekalkel. But a choyvel, where it's letayelas, won't be mekalkel, will be a malacha Shabbos mederaisa. In any case, legabe bechor, so we have a Mishnah achuzas dam. The Rambam paskins achuzas dam, yakis. And the question is like this. If we look at what's discussed in Tosfos and Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Tosfos towards the bottom has two different terutzim. Sorry, Tosfos on Amud Beis, the Vermaskul Balmum. Whether Achuzas Dam is called a Mum Oiver or not a Mum Oiver. Is it a Mum Kavua or is it a Mum Oiver? And now we have to ask ourselves when we open up the Rambam. The way we just explained the Rambam, it comes out that Bechor, as soon as it becomes a Bal Mum, so it's not Shaykh Lav of Matl Mum Bekotchim, on a Bechor, that's already a Bal Mum. So when the Rambam talks about Achuzas Dam being a Bal Mum, that's why you have to deal with the problem. You can't Shaykh him as is. He's not considered a Korban Tom. You can't check them. Why he's a Bal Mum? Is it that called a Mum Kavu or it's a Mum Oiver? What's the story? A Mum Kavu, because on the one hand, there's no easy way out. It's not going to pass by itself. The Mum Kavu Oiver is because at the end of the day, since it's fixable, it's not a leg that's permanently broken. It's not a limp. It's not a hobble. What it is it's something that can be fixed. Al Yidei wounding the animal. On the other hand, it doesn't go away by itself, so maybe that's a Mum Kavu. Tosfos clears about this in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Let's read the Rambam. If we say that Hakozas Dam is a Mum Oiver, so then L'chor, the same way the Rambam holds by every animal, that's Bikdushosoi. There's a Lav Derais of Matl Mum. L'chor, the same thing should be true by Matl Mum B'chor. If we say that the fact that the animal is Hakozas Dam, so it's already a Bal Mum, it's called a Mum Oiver, it's called a Mum Kavua. If it's a Mum Kavua, then there's no reason why it should be told in the mandamim that we have by us in the sugya. If it's a mum kavus, then the animal was yotzim kdushos. If it's yotzim kdushos, nothing to do with achuzas dam. Stam, the behem is not kdushos anymore. Of course, you can make a mum. So what you have to say in the Rambam is something in between. You have to say the animal itself kishala atzma. What we would say in lomdus, we would say mitzad the cheftz of the mehema. It's not a balmum kavur. When you look at this animal, do you see a permanently maimed animal? No, the animal is fixable. Take him to a good veterinarian, you'll be able to fix him up. You make a kozas dam. The cheftz is the animal a balmum? No.
But the Maaseh right now, he's not roy right now for Hakrova. So let's go back to what we discussed in the previous year. Mitzad, the animal itself, he's not a Balmum Kavua V'lechen, he's a Dayan B'Kedush Asoy. Mitzad, right now the Maaseh that you're doing, that we say that it's Mutter, what do you mean? You're wounding a, you're being matul mum lechotch bilad deraisa. Are you being doichim me'akrova right now? Is the animal oimid la'akrova? No. Is achuzas dam? Achuzas dam is not roy la'akrova, despite of his kilu is a bal mum, but it's not just a bal mum oiver. He's be'emesin not roy la'akrova. Why? Because as soon as you're going to be matul mum in order to be moitzi the achuzas dam, the blood poisoning, so he's going to become a bal mum. So he'll never be 100% oimid la'akrova, but he's not the chefza bal mum. So on the one hand, he's loyotzim kedushas. On the second hand, it's not a lav deraisa because he's any oimid bechlal lakrov, even less than a matul mum bekorban bizman hazeh. Over there, at least theoretically, he's oimid lakrov. Over here, this animal will never be roy lakrov. So that's the way to learn the Rambam. That's negated to that. Now let's go back to the Tosfos that we just quoted. Tosfos in Lamed Gimel wants to know. Why taka does achuzas dam have an iser? It's a balmum kavua. It's already a balmum kavua. So So Tosfos in the first teretz answers that achuzas dam is considered a mum kavua. And einachanami the iser achuzas dam is only derabonon. The problem is that the gemara is mavur hare that the Tana Reb Meir holds that it's also midderaisa. Maybe the pshat in the mishnah is only derabonon, but Reb Meir in the gemara holds that there's an iser derais, and here you have the problem. If l'charetzim mum kavua, so then a b'chor is already yotzim kedushasa. If it's yotzim kedushasa, there shouldn't be any iser of being matul mum. Why would there be an iser deraisa? So Tosfos, at least according to Reb Meir, will have to not agree with Reb Chaim's proposition that a b'chor, as soon as it becomes a bal mum kavua, is yotzim kedushasa. Question is why? L'charetzim, it's a dover boru, what Reb Chaim is saying. L'charetzim mum kavua, so then that's it. It's Necha B'mum. If it's Necha B'mum, it doesn't need pidyon. So why should it have any matul mum b'kodesh? Maybe one could say that, similar to what we just said, that since the animal, Bitsura, doesn't have a mum because it could be fixed up, you'd say it's not a... even if you call it a mum kavur, it's a mum kavur because it's Yotzim G'dushasoy because it'll never get to a hakrova, because in order to take away the problem of achuzas dam, you'll have to be make his dam, you'll have to make it a bal mum. But the ma'aseh right now, since it's fixable, be'etzim the problem is fixable, it doesn't have a tsura as far as the animal is concerned of a bal mum. Maybe there's something bedoima, what we explained, like a bizur kachim, where if you explain that the matul mum bekachim is not because you're mafkiyam gdei hakrovosoi, but the pshat is, like we said, that maybe it's just like a bizur kachim. And we might add that Reb Meir in the Gemara is the mandam who holds that it's even matul mum bibal mum also has a din of being matul mum bekachim. So obviously it has nothing to do with being mafkim, it has more to do with bizur kachim. So if that's true, so then we can understand that even achuzas dam, even if be'etzem, it's enough of a bal mum that it's not roy lakrova, that it's yotzim dushasoy, but it still has a tsura of a behemoth of kach, maybe. It's a chiddush. Maybe that would be enough to render the act that he's doing an act of bizur kachim. Maybe that's why, according to Reb Meir, it would be awesome.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.